just a question of also going on the stream. So I heard Fred, Beth, Eric, Myla, myself.
This is Beth. Shall I read the roster?
Sure, go ahead.
Hang on.
Oh.
Okay. alphabetically starting with LSB members. Grace Aaron.
Oh, wait, are you asking people to say whether they're here or not?
Yeah, this is a roll call.
Oh, okay, thanks. All right.
I don't hear Grace. Alan Beek. Alan. I don't hear Alan. Fred Blair.
Present.
Fred Blair, present. Bella DeSoto. Bella? I don't hear Bella.
Excuse me, did that chime indicate that someone just joined us?
No, that was just my computer doing something weird.
Okay, before you continue, I'm sorry, Beth, I just, this is my first time on Maestro, and I'm wondering, I live in a very noisy neighborhood, and I'm wondering how I mute myself on these calls.
Doesn't your phone have a mute button?
I'm on Google phone on my computer. Oh, I must have.
Probably.
Did you say, Fred here. I'm technically behind. You said Google phone. Does Google phone have a mute button on it?
I don't see it. I don't see one. I was looking for it, and I don't see it. I have a keypad. So is it normally star something to mute and unmute?
On a lot of phones, it's star six, but if you're not on a phone, if you're on your computer, I don't know what you would do.
Oh, well. Well, I'm sorry if a loud noise that I...
You can Google it. Google the subject. You'll probably find out very quickly.
Thank you. Yeah, well, right now I'm just trying to call up my spreadsheet for the LSB.
Beth, you were at Bella DeSoto.
Thank you, Raymond. Yes, the next is Eric Jacobson.
Here.
Eric Jacobson, present. Michael Novick.
Present.
Michael Novick, present. Oye, Oye Yipo. Oye. I don't hear Oye. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence. I don't hear Lawrence. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Myla Reason, present. Paul Robeson. Paul. I don't hear him, Paul Robeson. Paulina Vasiliev. I do that every time. Paulina. I don't hear Paulina. This is Beth Van Gunten. I'm present. Raymond Goldstone. These are now... excuse me. Public members. Raymond Goldstone.
I'm present.
Raymond Goldstone, present. Ralph Hawkins. Ralph. I don't hear...
Present.
Ralph. Oh, there you are. Hi. Got you. You mark it. Very good. Thanks for coming. Kim Kaufman.
I'm here.
Kim Kaufman, present. King Riley. King. I don't hear King Riley. Maria Skelton. Maria. I don't hear Maria. Bruce Stroud. Ruth. I don't hear Ruth. John
Wayne. Bella DeSoto here.
I'll mark you present. Bella DeSoto, present. So I don't hear John Winder.
This is Alan Bates. I have signed in.
Hello, Alan. I'll make you mark you present. And someone needs to mute their line. I'm getting feedback.
I'm having trouble hearing you. Would you repeat that, please?
Hello, Alan. I've marked you present, and I was asking someone to mute their phone because I was getting feedback, but I think it's better now.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, back to the rest of the roster. Andrew Wise? I don't hear Andrew. I don't hear Andrew Wise. Michael Heiser? I don't hear Michael Heiser.
It's Michael Heiss. It's Heiss. H-E-I-S-S.
Right. And there's a Bressler. Is that? That's another Michael. That's a different Michael. I conflated the two names. Thank you for catching that. And there were several people who were on the governance committee who cycled off of the board. We haven't heard whether they intend to continue or not, but I'll call them now. Anyway, Rocio Rivas. Rocio. I don't hear Rocio. Lydia Ponce. Lydia. I don't hear Lydia. Janine Roan. Janine. I don't hear Janine. And Mansoor Sabah. Mansoor? I don't hear Mansoor. Other, I should ask, is there anyone else present who wants to be recorded as present?
Yes. Yeah, it's, can you hear me?
Yes. And I called you earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi. I was on a wonderful call with my favorite bank on the planet, Wells Fargo. I say that with all due sarcasm. Anyway,
I've got you down as present. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people present that I know of. And someone, again, needs to mute their line because I'm getting an immediate echo of my own voice.
Do you have me, Sue Cohen Johnson?
Hi, Sue. I'll mark you down.
Thank you.
Okay. Freddie, you just put it on the screen because it sounds like we definitely had a quorum. And we did post the meeting, so some people might just want to listen to it.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
I'm wondering if it would be possible to get a list of, I'd really like to be emailed with a list of the roster of this governance committee, or either that, yeah, that would be really helpful. I think it should be known to the LSB should be aware of who is on this committee and make the decisions, governance commission's decisions for this new LSB.
Sure.
Well,
I was going to ask Beth if she can forward that list, and we'll get it around to everybody on it into the LSB. Kim, go ahead.
Well, I looked at the agenda on KPFTX, and there's no minutes approval. And, you know, this is my little hobby horse right now. If there are no minutes, there are no members, and there's no meeting, and no motion has any force or effect. So if this wants to legitimately be a committee, you know, the only way you can have members is taking attendance and then having minutes that are approved by the members. So can this committee start taking minutes and having them?
Well,
Bella, to the stack.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yeah, normally the secretary of the LSD serves as the secretary, and that was not established at the last meeting, unfortunately.
Came to the stack.
I defer to Kim.
All right, Kim, the mic. Let's see if Ralph is interested in doing that. If not, we'll have to find some other mechanism. The only work product of the last couple of meetings has been the draft agenda. So hang on. So Kim and then Marla.
I'm on the stack,
Michael.
And Beth to the stack too, please. Thank you.
Okay, so I have Kim, Myla, Sue, and Beth.
This committee handles things other than the agenda. Like tonight, you want to discuss some decorum motions or protocols or whatever.
Have you guys started your meeting?
Yes,
do you want to go on the stream?
It. Oh.
Yes.
Do you want to go on the stream?
Oh.
Oh, I have to do it, but is that Otis? Yeah, if you can take it on the stream.
Hi, Otis.
Can we let the chair please conduct the meeting? Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
I thought Fred was putting us on the stream. This is Michael Novick, but if we're not on the stream yet, please do so, Otis, and then
when you're ready to call, that means you got a quorum when you're ready to call the meeting to order.
Yeah, we have quorum. Put us on the stream. We'll start over.
Do you want to go on now?
Yes.
All right. In that case, you are on the stream.
Thank you, Otis.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank
you. It's 4:19 p.m. on Friday, February 4th, 2022. This is a meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board Governance Committee, and we'll go back through the roster to call the roll officially for the stream. Beth, do you want to go through that again?
Sure. From the top. Grace Aaron. Grace? I don't hear Grace. Alan Beek.
Alan Beek, present.
A point
Alan
of order.
Beek, present.
Well, you're skipping over Christina Avalos. You did that before, too, but I don't think she's on the call, but she is on the board.
Mr. Chair,
I have no record of her expressing interest in this committee or being present in the past.
Okay, my bad. Thanks, Beth.
I have a separate roster for the LSB meetings for the entire board. This is just for this committee. And I should explain, I'm not the secretary of this committee. This is my personal list. I keep these spreadsheets just to keep my own self in order. And I'm welcome to share it, but it's not like this has been sanctioned or anything. So I just for the convenience of the committee, because I have this going back through most of last year, Grace Aaron is not here. Alan Beek is here. Fred Blair?
Present.
Fred Blair, present. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Bella DeSoto, present. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Eric Jacobson, present. Michael Novick?
Present.
Michael Novick, present. Oye Oyeyipo? Oye? You don't hear Oye. Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence? I don't hear Lawrence. Myla Reeson?
I'm here.
Myla Reese and present. Paul Roberson? Paul? I don't hear Paul. Paulina Vasiliev? Paulina? I don't hear Paulina. This is Beth Van Gunten, and I'm present. Now to public members, Raymond Goldstone. I have him down previous.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, Bella.
Yes,
that's an interruption.
Can we stop the public and go with our roster for this committee, please?
The roster of the committee includes members of the public. All the committees do have public members, and governance is not an exception.
This is Ruth. I'm sorry for interrupting, but if this committee is confined only to LSB members, then I would not be a member, but I have been attending these meetings, so I didn't hear my name called.
She hasn't finished reading them. Please continue reading.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said members of the public, and so I thought you were finished. I apologize.
No, I was interrupted, and so I stopped. But
okay, I'm sorry.
Michael reasserted what you just asserted, too. So we'll continue. Ralph Hawkins, you were present. Are you muted? We'll
Sorry.
Come back to him.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. And someone has an open line. Again, I'm getting an echo of my own voice. If you're not the speaker, please mute until you are the speaker. Thank you. Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman present. King Riley? King Riley, I don't hear King Riley, but I do hear my own voice coming back to me. Please mute your line. Maria Skelton? Maria? I don't hear Maria. Ruth Strauss?
Sorry about that, present.
Ruth Strauss, present. John Wenger? John? I don't hear John. Andrew Wise? Andrew? Don't hear Andrew. Michael Heiss? Michael? I don't hear Michael. There are four members from the previous year who have been part of this committee.
This is no longer on the LSB. I don't think it's necessary unless they have identified themselves as being present to read them again. I don't think they would count towards quorums. No longer on the LSB.
Okay.
I think you have.
Actually, my understanding is that public members do count as toward a quorum, being full voting members. But there's one more public member of the public, Sue Cohen Johnson.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sue Cohen Johnson present. Is there anyone else now that is present and wants to be recorded as present? Okay. Then.
Thank you. Yes. Before we went on the stream, there was discussion about minutes and the secretary of this committee. I'm wondering if Ralph Hawkins, who is secretary for the LSB, is willing to be secretary for this committee as well. If not, I'd like to see if there's a volunteer to fulfill that function.
This is Ralph. I accept the challenge.
Thank you, Ralph. So we'll
Thank
try
you
to, Beth, if you can get me and Ralph the roster that you just read off, and we'll be using that going forward.
Sure.
And thank you for your diligence in regards to that. So the proposed agenda for tonight's meeting was to consider the agenda for the special LSB meeting on February 10th on the budget, and also to look at the question of decorum at LSB meetings.
This is Beth Bistek.
Go ahead, Beth.
I'd like to add a couple brief, pretty perfunctory items. We need to sign, we need new members especially to sign confidentiality agreements, and all members need to sign a consent for teleconference calls to make our meetings legal.
Yes, thanks.
I don't think it requires a decision of any kind. It's just a reminder that it's that time of year, and we need to do that moving forward. Thanks.
How do I get a copy to sign?
Yeah, I had meant to send those out and neglected to do so. My apologies. I heard someone else asking for the floor.
That was Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
Yeah, I don't know whether you saw it, but I didn't see an agenda. Was an agenda for this meeting sent to anyone?
A proposed agenda was put up on KPFTX. I don't think, I can't remember. I thought I copied everything out of KPFTX and sent it to the LSB, but maybe it didn't include the agenda. There's sometimes oddities in what appears when you copy out the listing. So I may not have.
I found it on KPFTX.
Thank you, Kim.
Eric, to the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
I just wanted to make sure we calendar separately from our proceedings regarding the budget issues, the passage of the amendment to the Articles of Incorporation that the PNB just passed, and calendared KPFK's LSB to pass at our February 10th meeting. At the last PNB meeting, they did that, specifying February 10th is the date that we are to vote. It's important because all the LSBs have to vote in the same month as the PNB. It's a housekeeping type of amendment, but a very important one because it will regularize our status with the Franchise Tax Board and remove, finally, our problems related to property taxes. So that needs to go first. In my opinion, that needs to go first, and it's separate from our debates about the budget. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Eric. So I did not listen to the PNB meeting the other night. You're saying that this amendment was passed by the PNB at that meeting?
Yes, Michael, it was.
Okay,
and not only that, they specified the dates for each LSB. By name, to go ahead and consider and pass. Everybody presumes it's not controversial, so it will pass.
We have a regular LSB meeting that's scheduled for the following Wednesday, the third Wednesday of the month, which is in the same month of February. And normally at a special meeting, the only thing to deal with at a special meeting is what the meeting was called for, which was the budget. So I guess we'll check.
If you listen to the tape, Michael, they actually went so far as to specify the dates, and ours was the 10th.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
And Beth after Kim.
I heard the meeting. I didn't hear a date. I thought they said that it had to be done in this month. And yes, according to Roberts, that a special meeting is a one-topic meeting. And that's, you know, what it's called for, and that's its purpose. That's why we're calling a special meeting for the budget. So, I don't know, you can go listen to last night's meeting. I didn't hear that date, and, you know, whoever looked at the date may not have seen that we have another meeting the week after. What I recall is that it had to be done in this month.
So Beth was on the
PNB.
Thank you, Fred. Beth had asked for the stack. She was on the PNB, and so maybe she can clarify this a little further. Beth.
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon. I just came into the call. Paul Robertson.
Oh, hi, Paul. Welcome.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you.
Hi, Paul. I'll put you down. yes, I was there last night. I did hear this item. There were very specific dates mentioned for each of the LSBs. I would guess that they probably checked the calendar before they assigned each of us dates, rather than and assigned us dates at the I don't know, but I'm guessing how that process works. They want to be sure this is done, and so they assigned us the next most immediate scheduled meeting, rather than risk us trying to hold a special meeting just for this and not getting it done. And Arthur, the lawyer, discussed it further in closed session. This is important. It's not hard. It shouldn't take long, and there's a lot riding on it. So I think we should do whatever it takes to get it done. I suggest that, Michael, that you confer with Paulina, who will have, she can check with the minutes to see what the, I don't have, it was, like most things, it wasn't presented in writing, and so the particulars are.
Okay, so I heard somebody went to the stack, but I will say that my understanding is normally the bylaws amendments are done by the delegates. And it has to be noticed as a meeting of the delegates. So I'm going to say, I will consult with Pauline and with Arthur if necessary, but I think we should just schedule a delegates meeting for the same Wednesday as the regular LSP meeting, because we don't have a full notice time to announce it now or next day. So, but we'll, if we have to do it on Thursday because of something that the PNB did, I guess we will, but it will have to be a special emergency meeting of the delegates then.
Myla for the staff.
It was a male voice earlier asked for the staff, and I didn't catch who it was.
It was Fred, but you said exactly the same thing I was thinking.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. Myla, go ahead.
Yeah, I concur with Michael and with Fred. I did listen to the discussion and the change to the bylaws passed. Only one person abstained and everyone else voted in favor of it. It is important. It has to do with the property tax being relieved of that financial burden of paying property tax. And it just has to be passed by the local station board, and I believe not the delegates at the station board, if I remember correctly. Either way, it has to be passed within the same month. And it's my recollection, I was listening closely, I think I got it right, that it would be our next regularly scheduled meeting in the month of February. So it isn't so urgent that we have to change the agenda for the budget meeting coming up on the 10th. I think we can handle it on the 6th. And
did Fred have the stack?
Yeah. Have we done that? Yeah, okay,
hello?
Fred, go ahead. Yes, go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I have something important to say. I've been communicating with Julie Kennard of NETA about the property taxes for KPFK. And there's a special date in February, February 15th, by which time we have to get in our the LA assessor requires us to get in our form for requesting the exemption. So if we could do it in next week sometime, it would be preferable. That would be before the 15th. It'd be preferable that rather than later in the month when we might. May cause us to miss a deadline.
This is Beth.
Okay, thank you.
If I may just say that,
yeah,
that jives with what I heard last night. He has the details down, but that I don't receive it in writing. But that jives with what I heard last night. We shouldn't delay. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks. So I think we'll deal with it if it's necessary to call it a special emergency meeting in addition to the originally called special meeting. We'll do it. I'll check with Paulina, who's the secretary for the PNB, and we'll get that done one way or the other.
Point of information.
We want to try to make sure we can apply for the exemption for the property tax. What's your question, Ray? Raymond?
It's at that point. The proposed amended language, which really is pro forma, is posted at Pacifica.org.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you asking for the stack, Sue?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
I heard the meeting last night, and it's not the bylaws. It's the articles of incorporation, and the wording has to be just so. They didn't like the same meeting, different wording. And it's so important that they wanted to get it done early in the month, just in case anything went wrong, because it's so important. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll post it as an emergency special meeting. My understanding is that whether it's the Articles of Incorporation or the bylaws, it is the delegates that vote on amendments and not the OSB.
It is the Incorporation.
Yes, I understand it's the Articles of Incorporation. I'm saying in both cases, I think it's the delegates that have to vote. So I will post it as a special meeting of the delegates immediately, and we'll deal with it on next Thursday. Yeah, is there any objection to that?
Wait, which? Okay. Which? I'm confused. You're going to post it for which date?
I'm going to post it as a special emergency meeting of the Delegates Assembly for next Thursday, the same night that we already have a special budget meeting.
I see, after the budget meeting. Okay. Okay.
Eric, to the stack.
Eric, go ahead.
Before the budget meeting, it's important. And we may actually need to have a teller vote. I'm not sure. But if, at any rate, it takes priority. It's that important.
I agree.
I think it takes priority, and it's probably relatively pro forma, will not require a lot of debate. So I think we'll probably do it first.
Myla for the stack.
Myla, go ahead.
Well, the PNB didn't require a teller for this vote to change the Articles of Incorporation, not the bylaws, but the Articles of Incorporation. And I do have a copy of the motion, and I can email it to you, Michael, and if you'd like, and for you to send it out. But I do have a copy of it.
I copied it out of Pacifica.org.
No, it's a copy of the motion to amend the Articles of Incorporation.
Yes, yeah, I said I copied it out of Pacifica.org. It's posted.
Oh, okay. So will you be sending it to the delegates? And I would say after the budget meeting and not before. But we should be able to pass it very quickly. I don't think it's going to require a whole lot of time. It's not controversial. And the PNB... everyone but one person voted in favor of it. Only one person abstained, and that was Martinez from KPFT. Everyone else on the PNB voted in favor of it.
Beth, to Seth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I think the issue about scheduling it early in the meeting has to do with the necessity, the urgency of dealing with it while we're most likely to have quorum present. This will be, what, our sixth PNB meeting in less than 2 months, and a special meeting, and so there's always some question whether we'll get enough people to make quorum. And so as soon as we do, while we're still in a position to make that decision, I think it should be dealt with forthwith. And just get it out of the way. I don't think it'll take long. It is pro forma, but it's important that we not miss the chance of having quorum in the room and being in a position to make that decision. So this might be my
Eric, okay, Eric, and then Myla.
I'd like to so move Beth's suggestion as a motion that it be first upon the finding of quorum. Thank you.
A friendly amendment.
What's your amendment, Myla?
Well, I would be agreeable to having the delegates meeting at 5 and at the budget meeting beginning at a sharp 5:30. I can't imagine that we can't pass it within a half hour.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Okay, I don't understand, Myla, your proposal of friendly amendment at all.
I want to limit time.
Yeah.
I'm willing to say yes before. It is important. Let's call the delegates meeting for 5 to pass these amendments.
Yeah, that's the logical time to have it is 5 before the 5:30 that was already scheduled.
Yeah,
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Okay, a lot of people want to talk. I'm just trying to clarify. Right now, my interpretation is that there's a motion on the floor from Eric to have the meeting prior to the scheduled special LSB meeting, so that would be at 5, and the LSB meeting is scheduled for 5:30 currently. Bella and then Eric.
You know, I don't mind either way, really. The thing is that we have to work with the GM schedule. So I'm trying to, you know, make sure that you're bearing that in mind.
That's the other reason. The GM is not a delegate. It's the delegates assembly would not require the GM's presence. The GM is committed to being there.
No, Mr. Chair, I'm referring to the budget meeting, the scheduling.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. If we have the delegates assembly at 5 and the budget meeting at 5:30, then the GM is aware that he's going to be there for the budget meeting at 5:30.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Kim to the stack.
Then Beth. I think Eric's next.
Okay. Yeah. Eric, Kim, then Beth.
I just want to clarify. I'm afraid I can't agree to that being a friendly amendment. Obviously, it can be a regular amendment. But my point was that we have a scheduled meeting. Something important has come up with national implications for Pacifica, and everybody has put on their calendar our 5:30 meeting on Thursday. And now to modify it, it's going to cause some people to miss the change in time. My proposal is simply that it become the first order of business, and immediately after dispensing with it, and everybody is correct that it should be non-controversial and be handled in a relatively short order, probably totaling less than 30 minutes and perhaps as little as 15, and then proceed with the purpose of the special meeting, the budget issues. So that's my motion, not to move it to 5 or anything like that, to take it up as the first order of business at 5:30 on Thursday. Thank you.
Myla for the staff.
Okay, it was Beth and someone else and then Myla.
No, it was Kim first
Kim
and then Beth.
Okay, I'm sorry, Kim, then Beth and Myla. Thank you.
Yeah, you can't really set a meeting like this without asking the rest of the board, just saying. What? You have to ask the board if they want to meet at a different time than they've already agreed to, especially since it's not, you know, it's not what they agreed to. And I know Paul's on the call, and he has work issues, so I don't know who can get off early. you know, either or wants to, and you have to ask permission if you want to send a 5 o'clock meeting. In my opinion, it was noticed as a special meeting. It's now something else, and you know, it's wacky. But I mean, this is Pacifica, and you know, y'all do what you do. So, but you can't just set a meeting without telling the rest of the LSB, you know, without asking them if they can attend. Anyways, that's it.
Okay, so then we have Beth and then Myla again, and then let's try to resolve this in some way, shape, or form as quickly as possible.
Yes, this is Beth. I support Eric's motion as is. I think the meeting was originally set at 5:30 out of consideration for people's availability. Many people do work. Often people don't get off until 5. People won't have that. Excuse me, people won't have had a chance to eat. And Kim's right that this meeting has already been noticed at 5:30, and that's the way people will have calendared it. The issue of putting it before the other business is to be sure that we deal with it when we're most likely to have quorum. If we move the meeting time, it will be less likely. I think it will take longer to make quorum, because we've moved it, and B, because we've moved it to a time less likely to be convenient for members. So I support Eric's motion as is. Thank you.
Janine is on the call.
Okay, welcome, Janine. We'll take note of your presence as a public member now of the committee. Thank you. So if you just joined the call, we're discussing the fact that the PNB Thursday night passed an amendment to the Articles of Incorporation necessary to qualify for property tax exemption for the properties of Berkeley here in Los Angeles, and it requires our action apparently by the 10th when we have the scheduled special LSB meeting. So we're discussing a motion to begin that with first order of business. I think is a special delegates assembly, but in any case, to deal with the amendment to the Articles of Incorporation. Fred pointed out that the 15th is the deadline to apply to the county assessor for the exemption, so we can't wait until the Wednesday meeting, which is on the 16th. So I guess Eric's current motion is to proceed with having that business at 5:30, and hopefully we'll get an immediate quorum and dispense with that business very rapidly, and then continue with the originally scheduled special business of the station budget.
This is Kim. I just thought of something else, Michael.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to call on me at some point, you know?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Myla. If I could just weigh in for a moment.
Go ahead.
I was on the chat. I just want to say I am persuaded by Eric and Beth and Kim. You're absolutely right. We can't change the start time. The only thing, my only concern is that we not spend a lot of time on it, and that we get to the budget as early as possible. But I defer to the rest of the wisdom of my colleagues, and I'm in agreement that 5:30 would be an okay start time, and I just want to limit the time on the agenda for the discussion, for the passage of this very easily passed agenda item.
Yeah, I think we'll agree. Kim, go ahead.
I just want to point out, notwithstanding Fred and Julia's concern, that KPFK's vote by itself is not going to mean anything. It's not going to be approved in a way that Julia might need it until all of the LSBs vote, and then it's a thing. You know, just KPFK's vote isn't going to help Julia out at all. I'm just saying. So
the PFW, KPFT, and BAI boards are all meeting on Wednesday the 9th.
Okay,
so,
but the PNB isn't meeting until the 17th. So, well, you know, these are in limbo until the 17th.
The PNB already voted.
The PNB.
Milo,
PNB
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think it has to be filed somewhere as well. You know, there has to be a form in order to submit that won't happen until the 17th.
Beth, to the stack.
Milo,
I'm sorry, Milo, hang on a second. Since Beth is actually on the PNB and was there at the meeting, let's hear from her, please.
Yes. This is well in hand now with both the previous IED and the current ED and Pacifica General Counsel and the IF, Julia, the Interim Financial, Chief Financial Officer. They all have a hold of this. They're the ones who laid out this schedule. They know what needs to happen. They have all the paperwork. I suggest that we are best served simply to comply with what they've asked us to do, knowing full well that KPFK is alone, of course, not enough to pass this for the network. That was never a question. But without us, the rest of the network would lose out. So we need to do our part. We need to do it as expeditiously as possible. And I think it's probably a simple matter if we let it be. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to ask if there are any objections to scheduling it at 5:30 on the 10th and dealing with it as expeditiously as possible and then continuing with the originally scheduled special meeting on the budget. Hearing no objections, I think we're going to proceed with that, and I will get it posted and send everybody the language.
Hello, Lawrence here. Sorry.
Welcome, Lawrence. We just dealt with the issue that was raised by the PNB passage of the Articles of Incorporation Amendment, and so we're going to add a special session to deal with that at the beginning of the originally scheduled special session to deal with the budget on Thursday night.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like the right move. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mila for the stack.
And Mila
for the stack. Thank you.
Can we set a time on the agenda for the consideration of this and say that we should be able to dispense of it within 15 minutes. Can we set 15 minutes for this item?
Mr. Chair, Bella to the stack.
Okay, well, I think we can dispense of it maybe even in less than 15 minutes, but we'll do it as expeditiously as possible. Janine and then Bella.
And Lawrence, Chair, to the stack as well. Thank you.
I just want clarity on this is changing the type of corporation we are, or there was something you said about that. I just want to be clear.
It's an amendment to the Articles of Incorporation, essentially bringing the name in line with what we're supposed to file our tax statements under so that they can agree that we're entitled to it. Nonprofit status in relation to the property taxes for the properties in Berkeley and Los Angeles. It's basically just a technical change that has to be made, and it's got to be made in time for us to apply for the exemption and possibly get also a rebate of previous ones.
Okay. Can someone forward me an email describing it?
It's on Pacifica.org. And
okay,
the email
thank
will be
you.
Sent out after we finish this meeting. I'm sorry, was it Janine and Bella and Lawrence or somebody else? I'm trying to keep track of too many things here at the same
Lawrence.
Time.
Lawrence.
Lawrence, go ahead.
Okay, so That incorporation or that minor adjustment to the Articles of Incorporation passed at the PNB without objection. It was a unanimous vote. It does require a two-thirds vote. Am I right, Chair?
I believe it does.
Yeah, it requires a two-thirds vote of the other fees, of all delegates of the other fees, not just those present.
This is Beth. This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
I am still on the stack, Mr. Chair.
Yes, understood, but we're trying to clarify the question of what the vote is required.
I propose that we clarify that in time for the meeting, that it's not necessary to. I don't have all the reference material in front of me now, but it's not hard to find, and we can clarify that ahead of the meeting on Thursday.
Chair, may I add to what Beth? I'm sorry, Beth, if you're done. Let me just add to what Beth offered just now. I will email that to you. This way you can email it to the other speed. This way they know what's in front of them.
Okay, thank you.
Because it was held in public session. Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks. I think Bella was next.
Andrew, good. That's okay. I will pass. Thank you. It was covered.
Okay, did someone
Michael,
else?
Andrew Weiss, Michael, pardon me. Andrew Weiss is present.
Okay, you're just indicating your presence?
Please, thank you.
All right, thanks. So, just asking Ralph if he can take note of the people who have joined the call late, including Lawrence and Andrew and Janine. Thanks. Go ahead, Myla.
Okay, I pulled up the information, and here's what was sent to me. A delegate assembly is needed with a two-thirds vote of all the LSV members or 18 votes, not just those present. So it's either two-thirds of all of the members of the local station board or 18 votes.
Back to the stack again.
And it has to, the amendment, it needs to pass three local station boards and the PNB. And it needs to be done in the month of February. That's what was sent to me.
Thank you. Beth, go ahead.
Can I go after Beth, please? I'm sorry.
I would like to acknowledge everything that Myla said and point out that we don't have to make a decision about that here today. All of that's down in writing. That there's, it's those are, will be the guidelines by which we conduct the meeting next Thursday, and I think we've covered everything we need to on this today. We've made as many decisions about it as we need to, and therefore, I think we're free to move on to the next agenda item. Thank you.
Thanks. I did hear Lawrence wants to say something. Go ahead, Lawrence.
That's essentially what I was going to say. We don't need to get into the weeds. Marla confirmed what I mentioned and what Beth mentioned, so it'll be email. Just in case board members want to see it in front of them tonight. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So, I'm sorry?
Point of information.
Go ahead, what's your question?
Does this governance committee never actually suggest timing, time for various agenda items for the LSC, or do we just have a wide open, no time limit suggested for the agendas that we set up in the committee?
To respond, we do normally set propose times on the agenda items. There was a parliamentarian's training on Robert's Rules of Order that was conducted this past month by Weisskopf, Ted Weisskopf from
APFT at the initiative of the chairs of the various LSBs, and he pointed out that setting time limits often creates more stress and confusion than necessary, but it has been our custom to set time limits in the past and to try to have the timekeepers keep track of both time for agenda items and time for speakers.
Mr. Chair, Bella, can we get on with our agenda, Mr. Chair?
Okay, my assumption about Milo's question is you'd like to set a time for this business of 15 minutes. Is there any objection to that?
But the Governance Committee, we've never had that before.
Yes, the Governance Committee has always set times for agenda items, Bella. Every time you send out the draft agenda, it's got times. We add it up and come up with the length of time for the meeting. So if there's no objection, it's
no,
only a
Michael,
recommendation
Eric
of the body.
I object, Eric, I'm
okay.
afraid.
Because, all right,
we have can I say why?
Go ahead.
10 more seconds. Because it's so imperative that I'd rather not run up against a time certain for this item. However, it's pretty clear, as you said earlier, Michael, that this will be handled quite expeditiously. It's not controversial. It's a matter of just getting the vote done. If I presume it's not from what everybody has said, it's not a teller vote, but it is a roll call vote. And obviously it has to be preceded by a recital of what we're voting on. But the whole thing should come and go in 15 minutes, I would guess. But I don't want to lock us into that. Thank you.
All right. So with the understanding that we're going to do it expeditiously, we're going to start at 5:30 and we're going to try to get it done as quickly as possible and then continue with the originally scheduled special business of the budget. Is everybody okay with that? We can go on with the rest of our agenda for tonight.
Oh, you'll be there till 7? Okay.
Can you stop?
I'm sorry, you need to mute. Bella, please don't call out either. If you're not speaking, please mute yourself because people can't be on other phones while they're on this phone.
You are allowing Myla to keep interrupting.
Excuse me, Bella. I called out to Myla to mute herself.
I don't know how, but I wish I did. I guess I could get off the call and get back on, but I don't know how to mute.
Okay, please try to figure it out, because otherwise, if you are unable to mute yourself, please do not take other calls while you're on this one, because it's too distracting. And
I know. A car's in the shop. That was my mistake.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Sorry. I understand that. That's a problem. Okay, but hearing no objections, we're going to move on to the rest of our agenda. Why don't we set the agenda for the special LSB meeting first and then see what else people want to deal with. So the proposed agenda for the special LSB meeting posted to, well, maybe it wasn't. So for the special meeting, we have proposed call to order, roll call, land back announcement. I'm sorry, somebody needs to mute, please.
That was not me.
No, but somebody is getting a lot of wowing and echo. So if you're not speaking, please mute. This is on KPFDX now as a suggested agenda, and the agenda is always the property of the body. Call to order, roll call, land back acknowledgement, important approval of agenda, appointment of timekeepers, consider excused absence requests of any, specific admission statement, appeal for members and funds, GM presents the budget, finance committee presents its review of the budget, LSB questions and discussion with opportunity for the GM response. Public comment, presentation of a motion on the budget, debate, public comment, LSB, vote, and adjournment.
Mr. Chairman, Raymond, the question?
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
Would you repeat the central point, and that was about the budget. I'm not sure that you had the general manager going first. Finance.
Yes. Yes. It has the general manager presenting the budget, the finance committee presenting its review of the budget, time for LSB questions and a discussion with opportunity for the general manager response, public comment, and then a presentation of a motion regarding the budget, which would be a motion either to approve or to, you know, I guess it's always a motion to approve, and that might be defeated. There might be a motion to amend it. I don't know. Further debate, further public comment, and then the LSB would vote. But basically, the only business is the budget for that. I know that Myla had, I think, wanted to propose dispensing with some of the other things, like the mission statement and the appeal for funds, although...
record, I move the motion as recited by Michael.
Okay, thank you.
Myla for the staff.
Go ahead, Myla.
I just have a question, and that is the reading of the mission statement. I'm assuming that past LSDs decided that they wanted to begin every meeting. Do we really need a reading of the mission statement for a special meeting? It seems to me, you know, I'm just kind of would like to know the sense of the body. It seems to me that we have some really important issues to take care of, and how long does it take to read the mission statement? It just seems like you're kind of wearing people out prior to actually getting down to business.
Bella, to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
Yes. The mission statement has been incorporated in every LSB agenda for at least the last year, and is a good practice, is not just for us, but for the audio stream and for the public. And so this is to remind us all why we are here, for those that care. And I would object vehemently to removing that clause. Thank you.
Ruth to the stack.
Go ahead, Ruth.
I just wanted to say that I understand Myla's reasoning that this is a special meeting and we really need to curtail as much as possible, and it's hard enough to get Miguel there. I don't know how much he's going to pay attention to things, and I would just say I haven't seen a copy of the agenda where I would cut out every possible thing we can, except getting right to whatever his presentation of the budget is and the debate. Thank you.
Lawrence to the stack.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. I also understand Ruth and Myla. But this is one of the tenets of the Pacifica Foundation. I mean, it is the reason that Lou Hill was able to prevail in creating this project. And I think to omit it is like maybe taking the most nourishing thing off the plate of a meal, if you will. So I would object to cutting that out of the agenda. I mean, it's a special meeting. If we could set a time certain of, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it's going to take, but to remove one of the tenets of the Pacifica Foundation, which is the mission statement, the reason why y'all are listeners, right, of this incredible project that Lujo created, I think it's not well thought of by me, so I would object. Thank you.
Alan Beek to the stack.
Go ahead, Alan.
I oppose to wasting time at the beginning of the meeting on these rituals. We should not take the flag salute. We should not ask the blessing. And we should not read the mission statement. It is an infuriating waste of time, and I object very strongly.